Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives. Inaugurates various projects worth 10,000 crore rupees. Nation pays homage to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Prime Minister to launch several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand today. In Bihar, flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. Tension escalates in West Asia. New Delhi advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. And in shooting, India add 5 more gold medals on 4th day of ISSF Junior World Championship in Peru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India.
आइए हम जहां भी रहेंगे फिर चाहे वो घर हो मोहल्ला हो या हमारा वर्क प्लेस हो हम गंदगी न करेंगे न गंदगी होने देंगे और स्वच्छता ये हम हमारा सहज स्वभाव बना करके रहेंगे जिस प्रकार हम अपने पूजा स्थल को साफ सुथरा रखते हैं वही भाव हमें अपने आसपास के वातावरण के लिए जगाना है विकसित भारत की यात्रा में हमारा हर प्रयास स्वच्छता से संपन्नता के मंत्र को मजबूत करेगा और इसलिए आइए एक नए उमंग नए विश्वास के साथ पूज्य बापू को सच्ची श्रद्धांजलि का एक काम लेकर के चल पड़े।
The Prime Minister said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwada, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country.
गांधी जी और देश की महान विभूतियों ने देखा था वो सपना हम सब मिलकर के पूरा करें आज का दिन हमें ये प्रेरणा देता है आज 2 अक्टूबर के दिन मैं कर्तव्य बोध से भी भरा हुआ हूँ और उतना ही भावुक भी हूँ आज स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को उसकी यात्रा को 10 साल के मुकाम पर हम पहुँच चुके हैं स्वच्छ भारत मिशन की ये यात्रा करोड़ों भारतवासियों की अटूट प्रतिबद्धता का प्रतीक है
Mr. Modi appreciated the contributions of all countrymen, cleanliness workers, religious leaders, athletes, celebrities, NGOs and media personnel in the success of the Swachh Bharat mission. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today.
आज स्वच्छता से जुड़े करीब 10,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट्स की भी शुरुआत हुई है मिशन अमृत के तहत देश के अनेक शहरों में वाटर और सीवेज ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट बनाए जाएंगे नमामि गंगे से जुड़ा काम हो या फिर कचरे से बायोगैस पैदा करने वाले गोवर्धन प्लांट ये काम स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को एक नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगा और स्वच्छ भारत मिशन जितना सफल होगा उतना ही हमारा देश ज्यादा चमकेगा
Union Minister for Jal Shakti C.R. Patil, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal, Minister of State for Jal Shakti Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs Tokan Sahu, secretaries of different ministries and departments were present on the occasion. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for countrymen. a series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi, Vijay Ghat in Delhi. Paying tributes to the former Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said, Lal Bahadur Shastri dedicated his life for the soldiers, farmers and self-respect of the country. On the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, Prime Minister of Sri Lanka Dr. Harini Amarasurya and the High Commissioner of India Santosh Jha paid floral tributes to the father of the nation. They garlanded a bust of Mahatma Gandhi at the Prime Minister's office in Colombo. The bust was a gift from India in 2019, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees at Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. Mr. Modi has reached Hazaribagh to attend the program. The projects include the launch of ambitious Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. The Abhiyan will cover around 63,000 villages in 549 districts, benefiting over 5 crore tribal people. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan during the concluding ceremony of BJP's Parivartan Yatra in the state. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Election campaign in Haryana has reached its peak in the final phase. Prominent leaders of all political parties are holding public meetings and roadshows in various assembly constituencies of the state today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Nayab Singh today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally in Uklana assembly constituency and cornered the Congress on the issue of corruption. He accused the Congress leaders of misleading the people by lying. Mr. Singh said the guarantees given by the Congress in Congress-ruled states have not been fulfilled. Former Union Minister Anurag Thakur and MP Naveen Jindal held a roadshow in Sector 10 of Kurukshetra in support of BJP candidate from Thanesar Assembly constituency. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is holding public meetings in Julana and Bhavani Khera Assembly constituencies today, and the Jan Nayak Janata Party and Azad Samaj Party Alliance is holding public rallies in Gohla, Ushana Kala, Nalwa and Abwali. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party's Manish Sisodia is holding a roadshow in Hisar and Harpal Singh Chima in Nalwa to garner public support for Aam Aadmi Party candidates. The election campaign will end tomorrow evening. Jammu and Kashmir has registered a voter turnout of 69.65% in the third and last phase of assembly elections. The highest turnout of over 76% was reported in Udhampur district. The Election Commission said voting in the final phase of assembly polls concluded in a peaceful and celebratory atmosphere in all 40 constituencies which went to polls yesterday. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts as several new areas in Saharsa, Madhepura, Purnia, Muzaffarpur, Samastipur and Katihar have come under impact of flood. Besides Gandak and Kosi, other rivers from western Bihar to eastern parts are flowing above the danger level. Bagmati, Kamla Balan, Mahananda and their tributaries are also in spate. More than 12 lakh people have been affected by flood in 16 districts. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in affected areas. More from our correspondent.
Kosi, which is called Sorrow of Bihar, has swept away many embankments and flood protection structures with deluge, as all kind of roads have swept away in parts of Sitamadhi, Darbhanga, Saharsa and West Champaran. Relief teams are facing problems to reach to the flood victims. Flood affected people living under the sky are still struggling for food, drinking water and basic amenities in several far-flung areas. Many civil society organizations, including political parties like BJP, are engaged in relief work. BJP has taken resolution to reach with relief package to 1 lakh families in the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Nepal, as many as 228 people have died, while 25 others are still missing in the recent rain-induced floods and landslides. Another 158 people have sustained injuries. According to a Home Ministry spokesperson, so far over 13,000 people have been rescued from the flood-affected areas and search, rescue and relief assistance has been mobilized. In the wake of a massive missile attack by Iran, Israel has vowed a decisive and forceful response, potentially marking a turning point in West Asian relations. The Israel Defense Forces emphasized that they have plans in place and will act when and where they deem appropriate. Iran's IRGC warned that any Israeli retaliation would prompt an even more destructive response from Tehran. At the same time, the Israeli military launched new airstrikes targeting Hezbollah positions in Beirut, following warnings for residents to leave the city's southern suburbs where the group operates. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The latest escalation between Israel and Iran has dramatically raised tensions in an already volatile region, with the threat of a significant military confrontation and an all-out regional war looming. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that Iran had made a big mistake and warned the nation it would pay for the attack, which targeted multiple locations across Israel on Tuesday night. Israel, known for its sophisticated air defense capabilities, activated several layers of protection against the barrage of missiles from Iran. The Iron Dome system, designed to intercept short-range rockets, was deployed to defend against some of the incoming fire. Despite these systems, reports show that few of the hypersonic missiles launched by Iran made into its targets. The scale of Iran's attack is seen as a major provocation and a demonstration of its growing missile capabilities. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, claimed responsibility for the assault, launching nearly 200 missiles at Israel. The IRGC stated that the strikes were in retaliation for Israeli attacks on Gaza and Lebanon, as well as the recent killings of senior Hamas, Hezbollah and IRGC commanders. Tehran also warned Israel against any form of retaliation, intensifying fears of a broader conflict. Meanwhile, New Delhi has reiterated its call for restraint by all parties and for the protection of civilians in West Asia. Expressing deep concern over the escalating security situation in the region, the Ministry of External Affairs urged that all issues be addressed through dialogue and diplomacy. The ministry today advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. In a travel advisory, the ministry requested those currently residing in Iran to remain vigilant and stay in contact with the Indian embassy in Tehran. The MEA said that it is closely monitoring the recent escalation in the security situation in the region. In sports news, in shooting, India added 5 more gold medals to its tally on day 4 of the ISSF Junior World Championship in Lima, Peru. Devanshi bagged a gold in the women's 25-meter pistol. She defeated Italy's Cristina Magnani by 2 points in the final with a score of 35. France's Eloise Fouché was third. It was a double goal for Devanshi as she combined with India's Tejaswini and Vibhuti Bhatia to win the junior women's 25-meter pistol team gold ahead of the Czech Republic and Germany. A shooter, Mukesh Nirawalli, emerged as another star for India, securing 2 more gold medals, bringing his total to 3 in the championship so far. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, inaugurates various projects worth 10,000 crore rupees. Nation pays homage to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Prime Minister to launch several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand today. In Bihar, flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. Tension escalates in West Asia. New Delhi advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. And in shooting, India add 5 more gold medals on 4-3 of ISSF Junior World Championship in Peru. And with that, we end the midday news.